Hi there. The word for you today is on being bound by a commitment to love. In Song of Solomon 8, verse 7, the Bible says, "Many waters cannot quench love, nor can rivers drown it." The story is told of a wedding where the minister said to the groom, "Do you take this woman for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health?" And the groom supposedly says back to him, "Yes, no, yes, no, no, and yes." Seriously, we all want the better, richer, and healthier parts of marriage, but we know that that's not how life or relationships work. In some modern marriage ceremonies, today the bride and groom pledge to stay together, quote, "as long as love shall last." Well, let's hope they both know a good divorce attorney, because they're probably going to need one. The truth is that relationships that are based on feelings don't last. The only real stability in marriage is produced by a firm commitment that holds two people steady when emotions are fluctuating wildly. Can you imagine a parent saying to a child, "I'll care for you as long as I shall love you"? No. And neither does a wishy-washy expression of love hold much promise for the future of a marriage. Think about it this way. Emotion is like the caboose on a train, but commitment is the engine that pulls the relationship through all the ups and downs of everyday living. Solomon puts it this way: "Many waters cannot quench love, nor can rivers drown it." If a man tried to buy love with all his wealth, his offer would be utterly scorned. And here's one more thought, a very important one. The theme of the Bible is resurrection. And that's great, because that means even though today your love may feel dead, God can cause it to live again if you're both willing to let Him work in your heart. And that is the word for you today.